Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
Won't last. God made no mistakes. When you sheltered me with your heart, there's no safer place than to be in love. And here I will stand. And there ain't gonna never, ever leave you alone.
Also in Mexico, we'll be giving those trips away in February and in March, leading up to the summer. Now, we have already given away 21 hotel stays from Hawaii, Cancun, Mexico, over to Atlanta, and up and down Orlando, New Orleans, Las Vegas, and Grand National Park, Nashville. We're giving away for various from 5 nights to 6 days where we are paying for the hotel stay. If your name come up in the raffle, you have an opportunity to take advantage of it. If you're not able to do it, let me know, because, see, we're going to make sure we give it out because it's paid for. And the hotel stay is paid for very, especially our international trip. The three international trips that we're going to be running off in February will be 5 nights and 6 days to these three places. You're either going to win one or the other if you're being blessed through the raffle. That's Paris, France, Bali, along with, my mind was just blank, Dubai. I come out there with blank for a second, but you know, that's what it's all about. We want to give back. We also ask you to take an opportunity to work with us in what our cause is. Our cause is to provide gifts to our individuals who are listeners and watchers, but we want you to send your name along with a means of transaction to WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com, and you can register for the raffle giveaway. We also give away this, we have books. These are two books we're asking if you're interested in. One of them is Family Scars by Trey Johnson. The second one is also by Trey Johnson, is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Success. All I ask you to send me your name and a post office address, and I will send it. I'll take care of the post. Because these are outstanding books. This author was on our show, and he shared with us Family Scars and also How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. Truly, you can get it. It won't cost you nothing, because I will pay with this. Cost you a little time if you're interested. We don't have nothing going on there. You know, going along that we won't be able to give those books to you, because we have a few, so we're willing to send them to you. Also, we ask you to take an opportunity to send us a means of transaction, which is for we're working with Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. And what we do is we give what we call love offerings to individuals, surprisingly. If you send a name in along with one of those means of transaction, look to receive something in a love offer. It might be $20 for your lunch today, $50 to put gas in your car. We don't have a problem giving back, because for your time, we can give back what we need to give back to you. So thank you so much for support. But in the process, we ask everybody to sow a seed of $1. $1. With WBSW Radio, and you can do it through Cash App. That's $ Lorenza D. Smith. Just sow a seed. That's all we ask you to do, and I'll help. Purchase the books, help us to buy the many other prizes, gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, as well as we do inventory with some of our sponsors. We have the soap scent, perfume scent, that we have that sponsorship with, and we will take care of your meals, you and your significant other, husband, whoever it may be, or wife, or whoever it may be. Just submit the information to us. We need you to do that. Now, if you don't want to do it online, you can just go to Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Tonight's show is entitled Love is Intentional. I want you to think about a second. Have you been in relationships had no intent? Was it because you did not require from the beginning and say that you were intentionally dating or in a relationship for a favorable outcome? You have to ask yourself that. Are you willing to be intentional? What is your intent? Why, you know, the most important thing we should garnish and protect each and every one of us have that no one can take away from us is our time and our energy. Do not waste time with people who are not willing to be straightforward with you. time is so valuable. So when you're there and you create the feeling of that guilt, where I can say I love you to the point where I can be comfortable enough to be in a relationship with you or in a marriage with you and tell you I love you because I'm in love with you, then I have to be intentional from the beginning. I have to tell you exactly what I'm looking for. Now, if we jail, we fine. If we're not jailed, and I think it's time for both of us to move on. Do not sit there and stand in a relationship just because you feel like you have no other choice. Here's the good thing about life. Life has been, there's always someone out there for you, but don't pass. Continue to pass up people and think there's going to be more and more out there. That it's just not working quite that way. So make sure you focus on what you need to focus on. Love is intentional. So let's take that opportunity and talk about our title to see exactly when we say love is intentional. Before we do that, we want to get this Love Cafe rolling. See, the Love Cafe, again, is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. See, the Love Cafe has a menu. And see, in life, we live through menus. And as I say, especially in our love life, see, first thing, we compare it to the menu of a restaurant. See, when you go to a restaurant, the first thing is two things they normally ask you. What's your beverage? And then before you order your food, do you want an appetizer or a starter? See, that's the lust. See, when you first see someone in that tier type, when you meet them, you it's something may make you tingle or something that don't. But that's only the stage where you may say, how you doing? Speak to them, smile, keep moving. So in essence, the lust is a part of the relational aspect. And it's also part of the Love Cafe. And the second part of this menu is the entree. So when they ask you what you want, you say, I want chicken, duck, fish, beef, whatever it may be. And it's the attraction. See, when you get it, you look down, ooh, that looks good. I want to get home. It's lobster. Come on, that, you know, the seafood fest. So in essence, that individual moves into from the associate stage to the acquaintance stage. Then there's an attraction there. That attraction allows you to take the next step. And see, the next part of the menu in the Love Cafe is the dessert. See, the dessert is so important because it gives you that tingling feeling that falls behind your food. So the dessert is the ability to attach. You see, that's when you move into the friendship and you move into the romantic part. Because you intentionally say, I want to seek a relationship that has favorable outcome. Is that on your mind? And truly, I want you to think about that. And the last thing, it is actually the first thing, but it's the last thing you may take and push all that lust, push all that attraction, push all that attachment down. It's called the beverage. In the Love Cafe, the beverage is really important. Because you know what it does? It awakens you in your inner self. See, love is from the inner self, not the outer self. If you work on external, because how good they look, it may be the start of it. But you have to make sure you're willing to go through the phases of the start of, which is the lust. Go through the attraction, which is the underage. Go through the dessert, which is the attachment. Go through the beverage. So you can see, can awaken your ideal of love. See, the acronym LOVE that we're discussing in the Love Cafe, we're going to start with the L. See, if love, when someone asks you what is love, you need to be thinking, okay, let me start with the L. The L in love is listening. See, you cannot be an active listener or be in a situation where you have to comprehend and respond and say you're in love unless you take time to work on that skill. The next thing is loyal. How loyal are you to the relationship? How loyal to the individual you are intentional trying to have a favorable outcome with? The next thing is love, truly love. You have to know what love is and what love does. Laughter. See, if the person makes you smile, makes you laugh, see, that lets you know I got a good chance of being a greater situation. Like a building. Do you really like that person? Do he make you tingle? Do she make you tingle? And you feel excited about, okay, I want to be with him. Think about the relationships you have been in your past, and some of you in the one that you decided to be intentional about, and you're in it now. Was that person likable to you when you saw them in that lust stage? Was it likable when you saw them in that stage of attraction? Was they likable? You don't know much about them, but that external part drawing you to them. The next L is lovable. Those individuals have to be lovable. And they can be lovable. They're not a teddy bear. They're not a pet. But they are lovable because their personality is a nice personality. And we're going to move to the O. See, the O is overcoming. See, when you overcome all the challenges you go through every day, and you know it's for the purpose that I want to be happy. I want to have a lifelong commitment with someone. Then I'm willing to deal with the challenges that come into play. Next is observing. See, as a person that want to know more and look, being they said love is intentional, you must be observant. Watch what people do. It's not what they say, it's what they do. The next O is open-minded. Are you open-minded enough to hear what people have to say? Are your listening skills in order? Because there's three phases of listening skills. One is, have you decided that we're going to be one? And because intentionally I want to be with someone that we're going to be one. And we're going to come and have a favorable outcome. The next thing is open-hearted. You have some people that are truly have empathy and care, and they'll give everything they have. But everybody's not that way. When you see it and you get excited about it, you know you're on the right track for love. You're on the right track to the love cafe. You're on the right track of love is intentional. The next thing is overjoyed. See, we get excited. See, if the joy comes in the morning, you're overjoyed because you woke up this morning. You're overjoyed because you made it through the day. You're at the end of the day. Maybe you're at work or you've been to work. So you're overjoyed because God bless you to make it through that plan for today to be where you are and being here on this set. Overlooking faults. We all have faults. Too many times everybody want to find a fault of somebody else but won't check their own house out, check themselves out. So you overlook faults. That way you have an opportunity to be successful. The V is value. What mutual values can you develop together? What values do you have as an individual that you bring to the table? Vulnerable. This is the one that runs because they've been hurt before. I say, if you've been hurt in previous relationships, get healed before you decide to get in this love cafe. If you want to visit the love cafe, you better be ready to be already, you should be already healed where you through a process that you're ready to be vulnerable. You're ready to give. Vision. You want to have a vision of what the relationship can end up. That's why you're intentional. See, intent give you an opportunity to be visual. This is how it's going to be in 6 months. This is how it's going to be in a year. I'll tell you again, I believe this, time and effort is what you control. If you spend 10 years or 22 years with someone and they ain't ready to be committed to you, don't be mad at that person. Be mad at yourself. Because, you know, you are the part of picking. So you got to be able to pick what's right instead of picking something that makes you tingle, something that makes you feel good. So you have to keep that in mind. When we're talking about validate, if the individual that you're with is not validating you, then you're wasting a lot of your time. Let's be real, because we don't have time to play around. We want to make sure we're in a relationship that is vibrant. We want to be in a relationship that's vigorous. We're going to be in a relationship that has a virtual opportunity for us to have a favorable outcome. The E is everything. You put all in. You're pushing all the cards to the center of the table. The other E in there is everlasting. The ultimate goal is long-lasting, but you want it to be everlasting because you're looking for a favorable outcome, a very important. You got to be excited about being in there. You got to be excited when you see the person. You got to be want to be hung on that person, because you know what? You made that commitment of intention from the beginning, and now you're just reaping some of the benefits that comes along with it. Easy going. You don't need to be uncooperative. You don't need to be unagreeable. You don't want to be unfriendly. See, those kind of things will not bring peace in anyone's life, not even your own life. You also want to be elegant. See, you want to carry yourself in a manner. Always walk with your head up and your chest out to let everybody know that I feel good about who I am. So if you want to be around me, I personally tell you, I walk in and some people don't believe. You got to understand your purpose. There's a rarity to everyone. You need to reach rarity, because that makes you that person that everybody see and want to be around, because you're a rare species. Everybody's not like that, and everybody can't be like that. There has to be some people that's going to be above average. There's going to be somebody, people average. There's going to be some people below average. Everybody don't fit there. See, this prosperity, like everybody can do this. Everybody can. There's a place for everybody. Then the next thing is empathy. Just remember that. Empathy, enchanting. See, you have to be enchanting. You have to have empathy for others. You're empathetic. So you have to be enchanting with it, that you bring that smile with you. You bring that joy. Don't bring that anger. Don't bring that grief. Don't bring that attitude, because your attitude determines your aptitude. Endearing. How endearing are you? Are you able to endear someone that's around you? This acronym of love adds up for you empowerment. That's what it does for you. Empowerment. Are you ready for the power? Are you ready for love where you love intentionally? It requires a lot of work. It requires being on top of it and being persistent in getting what you desire to have. It don't come by chance. People said manifestation and this thing, but you know, faith is what I live by. Faith without work is dead. So you want things, you got to work for. You cannot sit around and think someone going to give you something, because if they had to give it to you, they now control how you go. We're going to give a shout out to our first sponsor, which is L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to Anthony Stalwart, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC. You can give him a call if you need, if you're in South Central Alabama. He's a manicure expert. He'll do your lawn in your yard and all of your areas and your property, all to the best. Give him a call, or you can go to Facebook. Start off with Facebook. It's Anthony Stalwart, DM Anthony, and you can communicate with him. He can share what exactly he does, besides just making your yard look beautiful. And also, if you want to call them at 334-300-7401. So give Mr. Anthony Stalwart a shout out, and if you can work with him to provide your lawn to be one of the best in your community. Our first topic that we're going to focus on is what is love. See, we have to really realize that a lot of people do not know what love is. See, a lot of people assume that they just understand and know what love is, and truly they don't. See, I'm going to give you a list of things that I believe love can be for everyone. See, love is patient. I just went through the Love Campaign. I get you for each acronym. You can include them in. See, love is caring. Love is humble. Love is unconditional. Love is commitment. Dedication. Consistent performance. Support. Encouragement. Compromise. Unique and passionate bond. Deep affection. Selfless. See, love is a state of mind. Love means putting the people, or putting other people needs equal to or before your own. Love, again, is unconditional. You should never be in a relationship with someone have a condition on your love. Or on their love. Love requires attention. See, that's one of the things people don't realize. You want to be in a relationship, but you don't want to give the attention to the relationship. See, if you want to be in a relationship that's going to develop the love where you can be in love with someone, it requires your attention. See, love understands and accepts differences. See, that's what love do, because you're loving from your inner self. Love makes you feel good. Not bad. Love do not hurt, humiliate, and abuse. If you're in that type of situation and you're not able to work for, you have to get to a point where you have to get out and get to the healing stage of your life. We also had to remember that, you know, we said love as true love and as real love. But when we look at true love, true love fosters a connection that goes beyond the superficial. It's a bond that often involves understanding each other's core values, beliefs, and life goals. So if you're in a situation where you say, oh, it makes me tickle, I feel good, I want to move to that point, we are intentional, we have favor, you can look for those things where it fosters connection. It's not fake or superficial. It bonds you and the person you have an intentional goal with together. It allows you to understand their values because people are individualized. Individuality come into relationships. And they have their values, they have their beliefs, and they have their life goals. But love allows you to understand that they have those because it's important. See, love is a connection that creates a sense of companionship. I just said partnership and companionship. Where both may feel they are on the same team. See, it's hard to be in a relationship and you're going to be on your team and your mate going to be on their team. See, love bonds you together so you know you got a connection to be on one team. Remember what earlier I shared with you about love when it relates to oneness, which is the O. See, love brings about oneness. And that's what you want. You become one. Yeah, you're still an individual. You have your individuality, but you become one with that person. You're no longer in that stage where you're just lusting, which is your associate state, or now you're in the part where you romantic enough to make you team. Do he make you team? Do she make you team? Give a shout out to Nina Caldwell. Thank you, Nina, for joining us. Gabe and Mario, thank you for joining us. We have Stephanie Hartwig joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. It's truly, truly a blessing to come in. We got Isaac Johnny joining us. Lulu joining us. We have Gladys Elizabeth joining us. Jesse James join us. We have many others. We're trying to call them as we move forward. We want you to set a couple of hearts and lights up. I'd love to have that because it works on where we're trying to go with being live here on social media through WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. If you want to be a part of this show by calling in, you can call in and share your thoughts. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lawrence B. Smith on the Love Cafe. And our title tonight is Love is Intentional. And I want you to truly, truly to kind of focus. As we talk about what is love, we have to continue to understand that when you're on the same team, you work toward common dreams, common goals. See? The goals like likes, things you like, inclination, regard, and friendliness. You work on tenderness, fondness, warmness, passion, adoration. See, true love is a sense of absolute affection. Give a shout out to Gwen J. Smith. Thank you so much for joining us. We want you to set them up, set them lights up. We really will appreciate you doing that. Maybe just join us for the first time. But you have to, most times you have to be on Facebook as a friend, so we'll be posting often, and you can send the lights up. We just want to share something with you and give you an opportunity to share your thoughts. We have to remember that true love is it is not only a sense of absolute perfection, it's devotion, fondness, and warm feelings toward a person, and does not get altered easily. Give a shout out to Gwen. Thank you. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, my Sarah. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it. And tell your Sarahs, tell your chapter, check us out. And we just want to offer an opportunity just to share something with you. When you don't let people alter what you're doing, see, when you love and you truly fond of somebody, you have devotion, dedication. You have warm feelings. You don't let people easily alter your thoughts or alter your feelings. You make it hard because, see, you love a person truly when you are willing to give up your happiness for theirs. And I'm going to put a pin right there because I think it's important. See, we focus on happiness so much because that's a common thing. But our Lord and Savior said, he talks about joy. So focus on joy. People ask me a lot of times, what are you looking for and what did you look for throughout life so you can be in a long-lasting relationship or marriage? I said, I look for peace, joy, and love. Never said anything about happiness because happiness comes and goes. That's why you have to know what love is and what love does. Love has to be intentional, and that's our title of tonight's show. And as we wrap this up, see, when you're talking about joy for those individuals you love, see, love truly is not what you love, is what you need. That's why it has to be intentional. It's all in? Are all decks on board? Are all people decked? Are you out? You have to make your mind exactly what fits you. And truly, God has blessed us with that ability. No matter how we feel and how we operate, see, we have to get out of feeling and operate in reality. See, love is intentional because it's all about reality. It's all about an opportunity to share something with someone else. Our next sponsor is Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. We have co-owners, Brother Mob and Lala Smith, remember 586 with Turner Incorporated, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, remember Zeta 586 Incorporated, and they're working to make things happen in Georgia, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Let's give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 104 West in Georgiana, Alabama. Again, Brother Smith. The Smiths are the co-owners of it. We give a shout-out for what they're doing. Awesome Southern cuisine, or just Southern food. You can get it if you're traveling through Alabama and into I-65, trying to get your 10 to go to either west or go east. Stop in at exit 131, I believe, in Georgiana, Alabama. The exit is Georgiana, and it's about 2 miles off the road that you can go and get your awesome, awesome meal, and you can get it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our next focus topic is going to be what are character traits of love. What are character traits of love? What's your character? Do you know what are those traits? See, love as a character strength rather than as an emotion. It refers to reality. That's what love. Give a shout out to Albert, thank you so much. Casamingo, Poppy, thank you so much for joining us. See, love is a character strength. It refers to the degree to which you value close relationships with family, with friends, on your job, in your community, or romantic. See, it also contributes, it's what love as a character contributes to, closeness in a warm and genuine way. To someone that can show love and know what love does and know what love is, they're going to be warm. And they're going to be genuine. See, when you're talking about a characteristic of a trait of love, is being genuine, authentic. Is that you? I want you to think about it. See, the characteristic good vibe to expectation. Love does not play the victim role or blame others. Love includes letting go. Love does not require you to continue a relationship, whether it's, especially if it's toxic. See, love is not, will not allow a self hurt, humiliation, and abuse. If it's toxic, let it go. Love have no room for jealousy. If you're not mature enough, male or female, to accept that person being around others, or you can't trust them. You know, a lot of times people can't trust because they don't trust themselves. Trustworthy is a powerful word. Love is absent of fear. We had a show recently when we were talking about love versus fear. We had the acronym of love versus fear. And we shared the acronym love, but we're going to talk, just share a little bit about fear. See, the F is you frightened to death of being alone or failing. The E is the emotional part. I just said earlier about the emotional part. Grief, anger. See, that's emotion. Your attitude. All of that falls into play. So when you talk about love, you have no room to be feared. The E, as I say, is emotional stability. Are you emotional? Are you still hurting from what happened 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 12 months ago, 10 years ago? If you're not ready to get out here and be dating and be intentional about dating, get healed first. Don't get out here because misery do love come. Don't mess up your own opportunity because you haven't healed yet. It takes hard work to heal. It takes time to heal. If you was in a relationship 15 years ago for 10 years, it may take just that long to get yourself in order. You have to heal first. See, love is not needing but wanting. I'm sorry. Love is not needing. But wanting. See, sometimes people, vice versa with that, I need someone to love. No, you really want someone to love you. You love yourself. Self-love is more important than anybody else's love. Love is an action, not just a feeling, not emotional. Love is unconditional. If you're in a relationship and you have conditions put in place, and you say, I love that person, but you have conditions based on this person making this amount of money, living in this neighborhood, driving this certain car, or look this certain way, it's not going to work. But love is unconditional. Love truly means putting other people's needs equal to or before your own. That's what love. And that's true love, and that's real love. Now, why is that so important? It's important because of your mental, your emotional, and social advantage of receiving love and affection. They speak for themselves. Your well-beings are important. See, your mental well-being must be mature. Your emotional well-being must be mature. Your physical well-being must be mature. I mean, you're taking care of yourself health-wise, making sure you do what you're supposed to do. Your spiritual well-being is mature. And your financial well-being is mature. That don't mean you got to have all the money in the world, but you must manage your money. You must be literate about money, not illiterate. It plays in this situation, how important. And your social advantage, if you cannot get along with people, it's best for you to stay at home. See, your mental, emotional, and social advantages of receiving love and affection speak for themselves. And aside from helping you to maintain a positive, long-lasting relationship, your confidence and self-esteem get a major boost. See, when people say you got low self-esteem, you can't operate. You won't understand love. Because that means you're not loving yourself. toxic relationship you may say you had was not with another person, it was with you. The most successful relationship that you had, the long-lasting relationship, is because you love yourself enough to be loved and share love. We have to always keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location in the chat with Dr. Lauren B. Smith on WSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. We're interactive. We're excited to pull all the social media formats together. We're broadcasting tonight, which is a new phase. We're on YouTube Live, in the, so we're excited in the studio doing YouTube. That's what it's all about, expanding the horizon. God has blessed us to be able to do that. See, another thing that's so important about love that we have to understand is you and your love, one can strengthen your bond and build great trust. Trust is important to a healthy relationship. Honesty is important to a healthy relationship. Self-love, communication, dedication, devotion. All this is important to a healthy relationship. You also have to understand that it's important to be accepted. And also have a level of forgiveness and patience. See, our preference or taste or morality, thought process, an instant reaction when we are in love reveal a lot about our character to ourselves. Upon reflection, when we consider, especially when we consider that we are in situations where we may never have been before, it's important that we, our mental, our emotional well-being be mature so we can deal with that. See, love brings about that. See, love serves us also as a support structure for us to build our ship and continue to move on. No matter whatever our future envision, no matter what methods we want to follow, or wherever you see yourself going, you know that you have someone by your side who believes in you, trusts you, want to see you succeed, that's love now. And always have an ear for you. They're supporting you. They're with you. They're encouraging you. That's what love is all about. Can't be afraid of love. The bottom line for the things I shared is the reason why love is important. It's really important. We have to take an opportunity each and every day and appreciate that God bless us to wake up and experience love. See, God is the true author of love. He done it better than anybody could. Because he loved us. And he loves us. And he gave his only begotten so we yet live. Is that not love? Don't be afraid of it. Just believe that through all the ups and downs, through all the ins and outs, God got us. We have Tristat LLC, the consulting firm that you should need. We want to play that promo.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-6000. 5438 or 334-526-0228.
Different
love and true love. See, the difference between romantic love and true love is romantic love may fade. True love stays. Romantic love may become selfish. True love is selfless. Romantic love falls often into illusion. True love is brave enough to stand with truth. Love is commitment. True love is commitment. Love, true love is deep. It allows an opportunity to be likable, adorable toward the people we have in our lives. Love makes us go to a greater length for the people we love. See, in a relationship, and you're talking about a romantic relationship, it is going to be based on its bounds to the end, sooner or later. True love isn't this fireball from the sky, or this baffling moment. It's a look that's exchanged between two people. True love in a mateship is work, compromise, acceptance, forgiveness, and decision to continue loving each other even when the ride get bumpy. That is romantic love versus true love. And the final thoughts here is the question in our title. Love is intentional. So we said, why is love intentional? To love someone to his fullness and completely, you must be intentional. That means that we need to think, plan, and do. So your plan and your what you should put in place if you really want to be in love and let love be intentional, you have to think. I mean, take time to consider the other person, what they need, what are they feeling, how's their life experience. Plan. You have to make a plan. See, make a plan to love them or the person that you have an interest in. It requires you to put a schedule together. If you put a schedule that don't include them, won't be able to be intentional. You're intentional getting them out of there. That's what you're talking about. See, if you don't plan your time, someone else will. And that's a fact of life. Work, friends, obligation, to plan, or someone else will. They'll plan for you. And last, do it. Plan means nothing without execution. Good intention means nothing without action. Good ideals are dead without execution. Resist being passive. Put your plan of love into action. That is intentionality. Finally, intentional love is about choosing to be brave, vulnerable, and yet communicated about boundaries. The purpose of doing it is growth, build trust, and deepen the relationship. This is intimacy. Intentional love paves the way for natural progression in real life. That's our true thoughts in regards to that. We really want to thank y'all for taking time to be a part of us tonight. I want to tell you I love you all from my heart. Thank you for just being here with us. We want you to register. There are several people I want to give a shout out. Titanic is joining us. Thank you so much. We also have Nightmare that's joining. We have a user. We have Alvin as Ashbury. Thank you, Alvin. Chris Lowe. We have Casamingo Poppy. Albert Wheat Jr. Lula. Thank you. Isaac Johnny. Again, Jesse James. See, we have some others joining. Those individuals since have joined us. It was awesome coming for you. So hopefully, we share something that will allow you to think about it and see if it can work for you. Always remember, if you want to be intentional about love, you have to do what? Think, plan, and do. That's not only love, that's life. You have to think about it, put a plan together, and then go do it. Truly, hashtag responsible. I hope you have an awesome, awesome rest of the night. I want you to be responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's another key to getting what you want and what you need. Love is intentional. I truly hope we share something with you. I want you to have an awesome night, rest of the night. We'll be back on Monday. We're going to make it to do what we do on Monday. You have a great weekend. If you're a sports fanatic, there's an awesome game that's on tonight between the, I would say, the number one team, which is South Carolina, LSU. Awesome game that's playing tonight. It's supposed to start at 6:30, so it's rolling now. And on this weekend, this is championship weekend, AFC professional football and NFC. Truly, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Then you have that awesome group out of the 49ers taking on the Detroit Lions. Congratulations to each one of those teams, but especially to the Detroit Lions. It's been something like 20 or 30 years since they've been in an NFC playoff. Congratulations, Detroit Lions and that awesome city of Detroit. Congratulations to the fans, to the community, and to all the other teams. San Francisco, if you're a supporter of San Francisco, Baltimore Ravens, the supporter of the Ravens, and Kansas City Chiefs. Have an awesome rest of the night. We want to say a hashtag, make it do what it do. Truly given the opportunity to be a better position. What I ask you to do is do that. But we have our last promo that we have to play because we want some bills paid. We can't get those bills paid until we play our last promo. This is from the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama.
This is Needle
Beat. It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto. Culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. It's good to have supporters like you and sponsors that's willing to make sure we can get where we need to be to provide an opportunity to interactive opportunities. I said it again twice because that's what it is all about. With WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, and we just
want to make sure that when we're looking for, we want love and real intentional. We don't want people to fool you with fake love. This song we're going to play, we don't have a, we don't own the rights to play this music, but we have an opportunity to play it. We don't own the rights to the music, but we can play it. We truly thank this artist because, see, you can be made a fool of when you can't recognize real love or be intentional about love.
Sleeping with the night.